connect with the Matt and Ramona Showcast via Facebook and Twitter. Find out more at 1079thelink.com.
You're listening to Off Air with Matt and Ramona.
All right, friends. Hello.
Hello there.
So glad you're here. Rate. It always helps the old algorithm. If you rate that thing, give us 5 stars. We're so grateful for anybody who listens. Share and post it where you need to so people can see what we're doing. That would be appreciated. Matt and Ramona Facebook page. If you want to find us there, or Matt Harris, Ramona Holloway. With us, of course, in the studio for this pod is Maxwell Squatch and E. Kelly II. BuzzFeed has a list of threats that terrified millennials. Eric is just barely a millennial, born in 90.
Right.
And Squatch is Gen Z. Jeez, it's hard to believe. Born in what year?
1998.
Ooh, there you go.
What a baby. And he celebrated a birthday.
Yeah, 23.
This week. The big 2-3.
You're going to do your, is your grandmother going to do your nails for your birthday?
Yeah, she will.
Okay, that's nice of her.
That's cute.
Are you going to give her
that's
a foot massage?
The thing.
No.
You know, work on her corns or something while you're there?
Stop.
Why you gotta assume his grandma got corns?
Why does grandma have bad feet? Maybe he has kept her feet looking good all these years.
That's true. He probably lotions them and stuff, and that's good, yeah.
And maybe he keeps his, she's kept his looking good, too.
That's true.
Grandma's boy nail time is really special.
They watch their stories together. All my children or whatnot.
General Hospital.
They watch Matlock together. Thank you very much.
Okay, Matlock. There you go.
Okay.
You're shaking your head about
it. It's the boy's birthday, y'all.
You're cute. Oh, yeah. Happy birthday,
sweetie. Happy birthday. Yeah, that's what we do for people's birthday.
Okay.
You're lucky you'll get maybe a date. This is the 23rd year of your life.
Do you have a date planned for your birthday?
No, I'm just hanging out with my friends.
Yeah.
Okay.
No girlfriends.
So we're not planning on getting any, like nothing.
Eric, well, he's going to get different kinds of gifts.
There are gifts.
Yes.
You know what type of gift I'm talking about?
There are different kinds of gifts, and they're all special.
I know.
Okay.
If he listens to you, Eric, Scratch will get the gift that keeps on giving.
Right.
The old herps.
Right. Oh! Sir, here we go again.
He follows you.
So I will say I'm going to come to your defense here, because we had a producer many years ago who said that following Matt's advice led to him getting a UTI, a urinary tract infection, and his wallet stolen.
Right. But it didn't keep giving. That was cured very easily, that one.
The wallet was stolen as well. Like Matt was like, yeah, you know, go out and get all the strange you can. And then he
learned
tried
from
that.
It, though. It's
he got
learning.
A urinary tract infection and his wallet was stolen. So don't listen
learning.
To either one of these men, Squatch.
It's learning.
First of all, you need to insinuate that I do not have herpes.
No, I didn't say you did. I said your advice might lead him to get it.
How? Be safe. I would not tell the boy to go out into the world and do whatever to not be safe.
I just said have fun. Okay, all right, that's true.
Where's Snowballs at? What Eagles fans? I'm done with him.
Just because Eagles fans throw snowballs doesn't mean
you need to be snowballed.
Here's some things that terrified millennial children. And the millennial children are... Well, we'll pretend we're millennials.
Okay.
Right.
Born in 80 and goes to 95, I think.
Okay.
BuzzFeed. Let's listen to these. And this was a thing, the Bermuda Triangle.
Mm.
It was a thing. I remember I wrote a paper about it at one point.
You did?
Yes, I did.
I just knew that when people said that they were going to Bermuda, I was like, why?
Or anywhere down
why
there.
Why risk it?
I didn't even really know what
Haven't
was down
you
there.
Heard?
Yes, planes
well,
it
was nice knowing you.
Boats disappearing.
I'll have happy memories of you after your honeymoon.
Right. And now you're 23-year-old Squatch. You never did you hear of the Bermuda Triangle?
No.
See, I wonder if that's totally the thing. And I think some of these things are with the advent of the internet. You know, you could
right. You can look
up.
It up.
Thinking you're going to prison if you rip the tag off a pillow or mattress.
I'm still leery.
I'm
it still
does cross
leery.
My mind. It
but
does cross
when I
my
rip
mind.
That thing off, I'm praying like, ooh, I better bury this at the bottom of the trash can so nobody knows.
You don't gotta go into debt with that. Like, why?
Because
you don't know
there's
this
a
thing?
Tag on every pillow
right.
and pretty much every mattress that says, "Rip this off, and you're breaking the law."
Yep.
But it's really about ripping it off before purchase,
right?
Because people need to know that their mattresses and their pillows, which can carry bed bugs and the like, they need to know that they're new.
And they, yes. And
so you're not supposed to rip those tags off before purchase, but when you buy it and it says rip this off and you're going to prison, you're like,
yes. They used to, it also says here, it lists like what's in the mattress, like the filling or whatever. Mm-hmm. And so you have to have that on there. But yeah, it was, I'm starting to say here, it says, do not remove under penalty of law.
Eesh.
Was on the tag.
Yep.
Or still probably on the tag. But
yep.
And it was a thing, man. It was a thing. Also.
And if I'm going to jail, I figure I would be a major target if they knew I was in for pillow tag ripping.
Yes.
I don't stand a chance.
Yes. Because it's such a, like, you know, wussy kind of thing. Like, yeah, you're going to get
I smash somebody's head in with an iron, I'm in for pillow tag ripping.
You don't get a tough reputation.
No.
Worrying that if you swallowed a seed, a plant would grow inside you.
Yep. I never worried about that one.
I didn't worry about that one.
Kind of, sort of.
You did? Did you squatch?
Were you that kid who got scared after you accidentally swallowed a watermelon seed?
Oh, yes.
Eric did.
Because you would have, like, you felt like, not felt like, but I mean, sometimes you'd be like, oh my God, something's growing. Something, what is happening to me? Yeah. And it's all in your brain. Of course, you're a
child. And grandma's saying, sweetie, it's just gas.
That's it.
Did you hear of that one, Squatch?
Gas and anxiety.
Squatch never heard that one. Squatch never got warned about anything. They're just going through life quick.
Squatch is a gin whatever. Like, they don't hear nothing.
There was a little thing about the carnivorous man-eating plant. Plants that would come along and eat you. Never really worried too much about it.
If you weren't worried, you never saw a little Shop of Horrors.
Right.
Right.
But
look it up.
Yeah. Quicksand.
Seymour was a bad plant.
It was a bad plant. Well, it was big there for a while to have the Venus flytrap.
Yeah. Well, for some people.
Yeah. Yeah.
Others of us were saying, let's not risk it.
Quicksand being a prevalent hazard in life. Yes, especially if you ventured outside of the United States.
Yeah, you go to South America, you go to Africa, watch where you step.
Everywhere.
Because when your foot goes in, it's over.
You'll have, and you're guaranteed.
And people can't even pull you out.
No, there's nothing you can do.
You can't hold on to a vine or anything. Nope. You are just dead.
And you have and there's just a pith hat laying on top of the sands. Are they called pith hats? That's what they're called. Aren't they pith hats?
Pith hats?
You know, like the ones that the explorers wear. It's called a pith hat, isn't it?
At first, I thought you were saying pimp. I was like, why are the pimps?
Well, you know, the pith hat, these things.
Spell it.
P-I-T-H.
Oh,
the
okay.
The thing they wear on the mummy.
Yeah, like, yeah, they wear the mummy. Or
the round things that are beige and the brim.
So when you get swallowed, just your hat sits on top.
Why doesn't the hat go down?
I don't know. It's not heavy enough, apparently.
Okay. Yeah.
And I used to read about how to survive quicksand and stuff. just in case, because it was a state.
So you've kept your skills. Is there quicksand in the United States at all?
Yes. A few years ago, I remember about someone dying in quicksand.
In the United States?
In the United States. It was in Arizona, I believe. And what happens is...
Arizona.
I think if I remember correctly, what happens is there's one of those quick storms through canyons or whatever. Mm-hmm. It creates quicksand. Are you looking it up?
The last time it happened was in 2016 in Texas.
Texas. That's close. Yep. Texas.
Man killed by quicksand on the San Antonio River last year.
Yep. See?
That was 2016.
I'm close. I had some of those facts right, but yes, there you go. Let's see. This was not one, but in mine. But I'm not a millennial. But so, Eric, if you inadvertently got poisoned by one of those silica gel packs that they put in, like,
and shoes and purses
shoes
and stuff,
purses and things like that. I never heard that as a fear. You know, those little bags or whatever.
You buy new shoes and it has a little silicone gel pack in there to.
Oh, the ball thing.
Yeah.
That is, I mean, they used to tell us, I mean, don't eat it. Something bad would happen. I never had a fear of eating something that wasn't food. So
how about horrified that your shoe could get stuck in an escalator?
Yep.
Like a flip flop or something.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Or like your shoestring. But that all comes down to Final Destination. Oh, my God, that movie is.
Final Destination's also, they got impaled with
something off the back metal of a, or the a truck. Wood things.
If you're basing just leaving your home by watching a Final Destination movie, you're going to become a hermit.
You're right.
Yeah, this is true. You can't cut your nose hairs with the scissors.
Can't go on a roller coaster.
Yeah, exactly. How about this was a big one. It still makes me uneasy. Interior light on while you're driving.
Oh, yeah.
If the kid's pulling on, like, get that off! Get that off!
What are you doing? doing? You trying to get us stopped? You trying to get us killed? What are you doing?
Yeah, people were freaked out, and I like I said, I don't know if it's dangerous. I've never really looked it up. When that interior light is on, I just feel like it can't happen. It just can't happen.
I've been told that you won't be taken to jail for it.
Right.
But I grew up with people who made it seem like it was just a criminal activity. You can have that interior light on in a parking lot if you're pulled over on the side of the road, but if your car is moving and you have that interior light on at night, you're going to die.
Yeah.
You're just going to die.
You're done.
Die, y'all.
I looked it up.
Yes, it's serious stuff.
You're going to go right into a tree, or somebody's going to crash into you because it somehow confuses them.
Yep.
Like a moth to the flame? Yeah.
Exactly,
yes,
sir.
Yes.
Come on. It says here,
driving with interior lights on is, in fact, legal in most states.
Yes.
It's certainly not the safest, so while it isn't illegal to drive with interior lights on, it is distracting and lead to a ticket or an accident. How can it if it's not illegal? I'm not rolling the dice, though. I can tell you that right now. Not rolling the dice.
Mm-mm.
Out of all the ones.
And if you want to roll the dice, I hope you live long enough for me to bail you out, sir.
Yes.
I didn't say I was turning the lights on. I just said I don't think anybody's going to crash into me because I have them on.
Yeah. Okay.
You never know. You roll the dice. You're pretty creepy.
All right.
Go ahead.
Live on the edge if you want to.
Why don't you turn your interior light and
don't
drive
come crying
the,
to me.
Drive through the Bermuda Triangle with your interior light on. You'll see how it goes.
Oh, my gosh. It's like, hello.
Hello,
fate. Come get me.
I don't have a
I'm
car, guys.
You.
Y'all are really mean right now.
Sorry. If you get a murderer's hiding behind the shower curtain.
Yeah.
Ooh. I'm telling you right now, when I go on a trip, yes, I am crazy. When I go on a trip, I open up every door. Every door in my house is open, my closet door, and the shower curtain is pulled back in the downstairs bathroom and the upstairs bathroom because I know that if I come home and that shower curtain is closed.
Seriously.
It's trouble.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Yeah. But then also, that stems from having been married to a Marine.
Oh.
You did that?
And you know, when we went away and came back, there was a whole ritual of leaving and a whole ritual of coming back. I had to sit in the car while he did his recon.
Yeah.
But some of that stuff stuck with me.
Yeah, keeping it open at all times.
I don't do it every day, but if I'm going away for a weekend or a long trip, every closet door,
everything.
It's all open.
Oh, wow.
It's all open and the shower curtains are pulled back.
What would you do though if you came in and it was closed? I'm guessing you would still investigate, or would you run out the door?
Sir, no. That's exactly.
Just call 911 right away?
I don't have to. Yeah. Yeah, my house is not like I left it.
Huh? Second guess that you didn't do it or something?
No.
No.
For the fear that someone came in, or and then you're going to call 911, they're going to be like.
Do the words better safe than sorry mean anything to you?
No, not really. The other one I wanted to mention. Oh, spontaneous combustion there was a thing that we're going to just poof, blow up.
What?
Yes. You never heard of that? Where you just blow up? Like you're just standing there and you catch on fire?
No.
And then they said that people were worried that a ceiling fan would fall on you if you left it on while you were sleeping. I never heard that. But you and I discussed, Ramona, a wobbly ceiling fan is frightening to me.
Yeah, that just screams you're about to be decapitated.
Right.
And one of my very good friends, I love you, but she has these ceiling fans on her porch that are wobbly.
Yeah.
And she's always saying, oh, just come over. We'll just sit. We'll sip some sweet tea and just talk on the porch. Is it? No, ma'am. I can't concentrate on conversation when I'm concerned about being decapitated at any moment by your wobbly ceiling fans.
Yes.
And I find myself, when I'm visiting her, like, let's just run inside because any moment now.
Yes.
Any
I'm
moment.
With you. Even though it's probably been like that for years and years and years.
Yeah, it's been like that ever since I've known her.
Yes.
And we're talking like 10 years here. I'm shocked that they haven't come crashing down by now, decapitating someone.
It is disturbing. I will. So you would never sleep under one that was a little bit wobbly.
What? What?
You know,
would you?
I think.
Would any of you?
Yeah.
No. I'm not going to do it.
Do you know,
what do you mean? What is the end for?
It depends on how hot it is. I will do it.
I'm gonna just have to be hot because I'm not gonna get.
You know, you're not gonna get decapitated. It's not like it's gonna come down. It's just gonna fall on you and smash your head in or something.
Smash your head in. I mean, decapitated. Smash your head in. Let's pick one or the other.
Well, you know, speaking of fans, I did always hear that if you slept with a fan on you, blowing on you, you'd get lockjaw. I heard that for a long time.
Huh?
That's what the kids are calling it nowadays.
You know, you get lockjaw if you, like, but in Japan, I think it's in Japan or Korea. Is it, let me see. What? I better pick the right country.
What's
they
the
are
science?
Really afraid of it.
Why would you get lockjaw from cold air?
I don't know, but they say you can dry out your sinuses. So I don't know why lockjaw, but Koreans, you
but
would
I do know people who won't sleep with a fan on or a window open because they claim that they will catch a cold. We had a coworker many years ago who could not sleep with a window open. He couldn't sleep with a fan on because he said it gave him a cold. It was like, I'm thinking your sinuses get dry and you feel a little stuffy in the morning.
Yeah.
But it's not giving you a cold.
Right.
But he could not be convinced.
He could not be convinced.
Could not.
It is Koreans.
Jimmy Jam. I'm calling you out, sir.
Jimmy Jam. Yes, he could never.
Jimmy
yes,
Jam.
Got cold.
From WNCI in Columbus, Ohio. He's still on the air, probably still thinking he can catch a cold from not wearing a t-shirt and sleeping with the window open
or a fan on. You're right.
He sleeps with a t-shirt on?
Well,
because
t-shirt.
He's afraid he's going to catch a cold. He doesn't. He swears he's going to catch a cold.
Yes,
Koreans have that. They believe you can die if you sleep with a fan on all night. One of their superstitions. It's a phenomenon called fan death. And they say that in Korea, they actually have timers on their fans because people believe it so much. But why reinforce it? By putting the timer on there. But they said people wouldn't buy them if they didn't have a timer on because they're so entrenched in this, you will die on fan death.
Wow.
And it's part of like a hypothermia type thing or whatever. But yeah. Okay. So there's some fears. Enjoy. Reach out to us. Matt and Ramona Facebook page, or Matt Harris, Ramona Holloway. And go sleep under a wobbly fan.
And you can tell Jimmy I talked about him if you want to. I don't care.
Rate and share the podcast. Talk to you soon. We'll be right back.